got married because, you know, I did thought, Miss Wilson, you know what I'm saying, we was going to be together, you know, forever, you know. So
if that's the case, why didn't you be with her? You should have married her, not me. You should have married her.
Oh, don't worry. When we get divorced, I will be married.
You want some cake and cookies?
Mr. Mrs. Wilson, you say he's not a good provider.
No, he's not a good provider. Let me tell you, okay? My gas got shut off. Let me put it like this. My gas got shut off. So me and my kids is in my house for months with no gas, okay? I called Mr. Wilson. I said, you want to help me pay this gas bill? I ain't helping you pay nothing. This is, you got a man, so ask him to pay. I said, I ain't got to ask him to do nothing. You right, I do got a man.
No,
but you supposed
boy.
To be my husband, so regardless, and you
she
got
a little kid. Spot.
Right. But anyway, like I was saying.
Well, Mrs. Wilson, if you got a guy over your house,
right.
And you're sleeping with him, and you gonna call would you be quiet? Kindergarten rules, Mr. Wilson. Really simple. 5-year-olds can handle it. Don't speak unless you're spoken to. Don't interrupt the other people. Very easy. You think you can handle it?
You're sleeping with a guy over your house. I wasn't sleeping with him yet. He was just my friend.
Why that for?
I started sleeping with him until the...
Be that as it may. Did you call this man over here?
Yes, I did.
Mrs. Wilson, don't interrupt me. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Miss Sorensen. You guys are in such a barrel of I can't even say it. On the bench, in the robe, or on TV. You're in mess so deep. You can't see your way out of it, and you've got a whole lot of mouth and no listen. Give me a little listen. It couldn't get it